going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's fun being at the helm today because there's so much happening. Interview with Annie was we knew that could happen, but we didn't know when, and then she was just ready to go. So we said, okay, let's do it. We have a whole lot more to get to in this show, but even while that was happening, there's breaking news right now out of Illinois, and so often when we say that, it's, oh, listen to this new thing that they're doing. It's usually bad news. This is really, really good news, though. And so Representative David Freese, Illinois 115th District, is on to break this news with us. David, how's it going? Is he there?
Oh, I got Adam.
You got Adam? This is happening fast.
There we go.
David, hello.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for being with us on such short notice.
You bet. I appreciate you getting me on.
So we just heard, you know, within the last 15 minutes, the news that is breaking. Can you go ahead and share it with us?
Yes. So we were in Springfield this week, and it's our understanding that the homeschool bill that the Democrats were pushing, it is dead at this time.
Wow. Okay. Before I get too excited, does that mean that they've scrapped it and they're going to redo it and come back next week, or is it dead?
Well, this is the problem with legislation or potential legislation in the state of Illinois. No bad legislation is truly dead. It typically will come back in some form or fashion. If not this General Assembly, the next General Assembly, they push and push and push until they get some variation of what they want. So as of right now, I would actually say that it's on life support, but struggling is probably the best way to put it.
So David, why is that? I mean, why have we gotten to this point? Because we all thought this thing was for sure, they were going to jam it through, but it sounds like it's not going to happen.
So actually, I thought that as well. Now, we had tremendous pushback on this. I mean, thousands of people showed up in Springfield, witness slips. It was absolutely amazing. But the key component, from my understanding, is why this legislation is not moving forward at this time, is the Black Caucus does not like it. And as a rule, because there are so many members within that caucus, if the Black Caucus doesn't support it, it is not going to get through. So that's my understanding, and I hope that is true, because I would love to see this bill die.
Wow. As somebody who is very connected to private Christian schools, my wife is a teacher at a private Christian school in Illinois. We are all very, very relieved and happy to hear that. David, what happens next? I mean, is this a plan for the future? Is this how we can boycott anything, or is this specific to this bill?
This is specific to this bill, because my understanding, and I wish I would have been able to have time to speak to this representative when we were up in Springfield, but I found out about this as we're getting off the floor. He actually had a organization or a meeting in his district, and he had thousands of people there in opposition to the homeschool bill. And that was just one rep in one district in Chicago. So if I had to guess, that was the consensus within a large segment of the population in Chicago, just like in my district. I mean, I had tremendous feedback from homeschoolers in my district wanting this bill to die.
Can you tell us why the Black Caucus was so against this? Are there a lot of private school, homeschool kids there too?
Well, there are private schools. Now, they're typically Christian schools. And my understanding is that there's a lot of Catholic schools up in the Chicago area. And the reason they receive such good support is because if you go to a public school, and this isn't, you know, universal, but a large number of the Chicago schools, they're not safe. You know, if your child's got to go through a metal detector to go to this school, I mean, do you want your kid to go to that school? I mean, my thought would be, no, I don't. And then you've got issues with attendance. You've just got a whole huge number of problems that you don't deal with at the private schools. So I think that had a large part to do with this.
David Freese, I know that you probably weren't intending to say what I just heard, which is that, well, they have a lot of problems with attendance at the public schools that they don't in the private schools, because that's that was the legislation they were trying to pass on the merits that they were trying to get better attendance in private schools.
Yeah, and so full disclosure, my wife's a public school teacher. And I can tell you this, having had so many conversations with her, is if we really want to make changes to the public school system, what we need to do is we need to put pressure on parents. I value education. My wife does. If you do value education, guess what? Your kid's in school. And we need to bring back punishment. And I'm not talking, you know, beating kids, but we need to be able to discipline kids. Right now, they don't want students to have either lunchroom detentions, after school, you know, suspensions, detentions. Any kind of discipline has been removed from the school system. And the kids are very much aware of this. And if you can't punish the kids in any form or fashion, they don't do the schoolwork. And if they do show up, they're let's say, less than productive students.
Yeah. No, David Freese, my wife comes from both public and private schools. She's taught in both. We're all, in fact, Brad, Annie, and I, all married to school teachers. So, and we're all in Illinois, so we're all very much in the same boat. And let's take the wins when we get them, and this is a huge one. So thank you so much,
amen,
for breaking that. I appreciate you.
Yep, I appreciate you having me on.
All right, thank you. David Freese from Illinois 115, breaking some great news there. He's been a part of the pushback as well as all of us and all of you. Man, that is just huge. It's funny. I remember back in, this is probably 20 years ago, I had a pastor when I was down in Carbondale. No, it was longer than that because I was in college, that said, you know, there's a lot of things that representatives and legislatures and governors will try to do, and presidents for that matter. But when they start messing with kids, people push back, and it's bipartisan, and people start praying, and people start acting, and things happen when you come after the kids. And we're seeing that in so many issues, this being one of them. This is just, I wish we had applause sound effects, because when he announced that, man, I'm just so happy to hear that my kids who go to my wife's school, I was just so concerned that the state was going to start stepping into their education. It would happen slowly.
Right.
But that's what would happen.
But don't let your guard down. Because he did
totally
talk about that, because that's how Illinois will operate. They'll be like, all right, let's put this out there. We think we got something popular here. And then they'll put it out there. And then be like, oh, this isn't really popular at all. And then they'll pull it down and say, it failed. And then they'll gut a complete other bill, throw the language of this bill in it, and pass it in the midnight hour so nobody knows that it's going on. So if you're out there listening, yes, we're winning, but we haven't won. Keep fighting, keep pushing. Do not let this thing ever come back to life.
Well, people have been watching this one in particular like hawks, because what they would do was, and we knew that they would do this, is they would get a whole bunch of letters. I can't remember the name. There's a specific form that you'd fill out to be in opposition of this bill. And a whole bunch of people, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands maybe, of people would fill that form out.
40,000
Yeah, 40,000 people. And that was probably the original.
Mm-hmm.
And then so what they do is they'd say, oh, well, we're going to alter this little portion of it. And then all of that gets scrapped. And then you have to start over with the opposition again.
Right.
And people would do it again. So that's what's impressive, is that people were watching this so closely because they were so passionate about, look, if you're going to do your public schools, I get it. I'm helping fund the public schools. But don't make me follow your curriculum if I don't want to. I want to go do a Christian school. I want to do a private school, maybe Montessori school. That's not even a Christian school. Maybe you want to do homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do things my way because they're my kids. And this was the first step of intrusion, and everybody knew it. It didn't matter what party you were from. It didn't matter. Everybody who had kids in private schools and homeschools knew what Illinois was trying to do here.
Yeah, the most dangerous place to be is in between a parent and their child.
Yes. So great news, and very glad we got to break that today on the Annie Fry Show, on the Manny Fry Show. One more story to get to before we get to the end of this segment, since we're talking about Democrat Party. You know what? I don't want to just be like, oh, they failed. But this was a big...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Big, big defeat in Florida. I don't know if you saw this. The Democrat Party, this is from Politico, Democrat Party in Florida is dead. That is quote unquote from, dead. Believe it or not, the top Florida Democrat.
Ooh.
His name is Jason Pizzo, and he is the state Senate minority leader. He is just ripping Florida, really national because it's the same issues. He's ripping Democrats across the board and saying, look, you've all lost your way. He says the Republican Party has a lot of problems, but the pendulum has swung so far that he said it's going to swing back, but we got to be ready for when it does. So he's still Democrat, but he is lamenting the position of Democrats, specifically in Florida. I mean, this is the leader of the Democrat Senate saying, I'm out. He's actually dropped out of the Democrat Party.
So he just left the party.
Yeah.
So he didn't leave his position. He left the party, or did he?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know which one is which, because he's going to become an independent. He says this party has no future for me. Now, here's the weird thing, and I actually contacted a friend of mine who works in, similar to this, political talk radio in Florida, and I tried to get him to come on. He couldn't make it today, maybe Monday, if this is still a pretty big story. Actually, it's weird because this is a big story, but it's not cracking the amount of big stories. This is just one of them. But he seemed to imply when I was texting with him, and even there are articles that I've read that say that it's possible. Shocker. You're talking about politics. That he is actually trying to position himself for a Democrat governor's run next year.
Oh.
Against Byron Donalds.
Yeah.
Probably Byron
but,
Donalds.
But yeah, I mean, especially in Florida, though, if you are a Democrat going in there with what the National Democratic Party has been pushing, you're not going to have any success in Florida.
And that may be why he's trying to position himself as, well, I'm not really a Democrat. Maybe he runs on the ticket because he has been a Democrat. But he's trying to say, I'm independent. I'm not like those Democrats.
Florida is such an interesting case, too, when you consider, because it's Floridians plus the transplants from New York. And they've gotten a lot of transplants from New York and the upper East Coast, New England area, because of the draconian COVID policies of those places, the taxes of those places. And those people fled that area, said that was horrible. And then when they got to Florida, people are always worried about an influx of people from those states. They were like, no, we hate that, and we're not voting for that anymore.
Isn't that interesting?
It is so wonderful.
You see people say that a lot. You know, specifically, people were saying it about 5 or 10 years ago about California and Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were saying was, If you have all these people leaving California,
yeah, don't California my Texas.
Don't California my Texas. Exactly. You saw billboards that were saying that. Don't California Texas. And what they found was that the opposite was actually happening. And I'll bring this back to Illinois, because when you have a bunch of people leaving California to go to Texas, who's leaving? Well, there's some Democrats because they're just leaving for opportunity. There's more opportunity in Austin than there is in Sacramento. Okay, that's fine. That happens. If Tesla leaves or SpaceX leaves or something, a lot of jobs leave with it. That doesn't mean that you're partisan. That just means you're leaving for a job. But if you're leaving for any other reason, ideologically, mm-hmm. you're probably lean right, mm-hmm. at least, if not hard right. So the people that are leaving the blue state, they're already agreeing with your politics, and they're actually making your state redder.
Right.
On the inverse, though, when people leave California or they leave Illinois, which there's a massive out-migration of both of those states right now, Illinois, the problem is the people who are leaving Illinois, they're the red voters.
Yeah, you get bluer.
And so you get bluer, and Illinois knows this, and they're just trying to push through stuff. That's why this win with the homeschool bill being at least defeated for the foreseeable future, as far as we understand it, is so big. Because as we talked to Derek Cox on, what was that, Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
about the mascot rally on Sunday, he said to me, either off air or on, I don't remember, that part of the problem is, when these things come down, we still have to have the energy to say no. We might not win those battles, but you have to stand up and do something about it, or you're definitely going to lose.
Yeah.
And this is a great, great example of what happens when people come together and make their voice pretty loud and say, don't do this. And there's enough of them, and there was enough of them from other sides of the aisle, really, is what happened.
What was really cool about it was it was so loud that the national media heard it, and the national media picked it up and started doing stories on it.
Very cool stuff. All right, we're going to take a short break here. It's been kind of a crazy hour. We will get back on track here with maybe we have Ethan come in. We'll talk about some blues maybe in a minute if he's available. If not, we might continue talking about these EOs that are being struck down from Trump. Stick around. We will play it by ear like we have been doing. This is the Manny Fry Show.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.